Welcome to Today in Putnam County. I'm your host, County Mayor Randy Porter. Hope you're having a great week. Hey, Happy New Year. Beginning of a new year. Hey, the slate's clean. A lot of great prospects for 2025. Looking for it to be a great year, and hope it is for you too. Our show this week is on telecommunications, which involves telephone, internet, wireless, and so on. My guest this week is Jonathan West. He's the CEO and General Manager of Twin Lakes Telephone Cooperative, which would, I think, most people consider you an expert in the field of most of those jobs. Jonathan, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning to everyone as well. And glad to be here, Randy. It's an honor to be here with you and to talk about something that I love. And I don't know if I consider myself an expert or not, but I've been doing it a long time and seem to be involved in a lot of pieces of it. So happy to talk.
Yeah. And so you've been with Twin Lakes, what, now about 23, 4 years?
24 years in May.
How'd you get started? What made you want to get into communications?
I've always been intrigued by the internet and communications. So even when I was in high school, the internet was just a kind of a sprouting thing at that time, and it intrigued me, and I always had that interest. But when I went to school at Tennessee Tech, went mechanical engineering. You know, that was my mechanical engineering. I wanted to design cars for a living. I loved cars.
Wow.
And so, you know, I thought I might just go to school to learn how to design these cars and then get a job, my ideal job. I thought, you know, I might work in Bowling Green at the Corvette.
Yeah.
Design those. You don't get a chance to do that right out of the gate. Yeah. They make you go to Michigan. It's pretty cold up there this time of year, they tell me. So I did that, and I still love cars. I love my degree in mechanical engineering. But along the way, I had a cooperative internship program opportunity. Came up at Twin Lakes, and I started working there one summer, started in May. Liked it really well. And I actually took off a semester as part of the co-op program, worked from May to December, and I never left. I went back to school, and I finished my degree. That was a condition of my employment.
That you had to do.
I had to go back. And the manager that hired me for the internship said, look, this is a temporary gig. We're not hiring you permanently. We want you to get some experience and exposure and see if you like it. And if you do, that's great. If you don't, you can't stay here.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want to continue that and finish your degree. So I went back to school and started with Twin Lakes after that. Had a couple of other job opportunities and some offers when I graduated, but ultimately, I guess I kind of found a passion that I had for telecom, internet, all things new, dedicated the rest of my time to that.
Do you ever think about what if the path had went in the other direction? You could have been the next Elon Musk or Tesla or something, designing a big car or something.
I don't know. I think my home here in the Upper Cumberland, I would have had to have changed that. And that was a fundamental driving factor for me
here.
Stay home.
Yeah.
I'd met a young lady that I fell in love with, and we were getting married just about 6 months after I started that internship. And home seemed like the right place to be, and telecom really suited me.
That was your plan. I mean, that was God's plan, I think, for you. Yeah, that works out. And of course, telecommunications, it's changed so much over the last 30 years. I mean, you and I have talked before. You came to Twin Lakes, and we've always loved Twin Lakes. We loved GTE when they were here, big telephone companies. But Twin Lakes being a cooperative in a small group of counties, the way things were going, we talked back in the 90s. We weren't for sure if Twin Lakes would survive, and the other little telephone cooperatives, that y'all wouldn't just be bought out and gobbled up by the larger ones. I was totally wrong about that, because it's flipped. Now, y'all are going strong, and some of the other big ones have had issues, and even ones here, and it's unbelievable at the change. I remember working with Ronnie Lefevre, which was with Twin Lakes for many years, and we did the 911 address and give everybody an address, and you know, that was back before the internet. All we had was regular old telephone lines, and I think fax lines were out by then. But when you look today and you think in your career, I mean, did you have this dream and this vision that we'd be where we are today?
You know, I don't want to say that I had the vision that that's where we would be. But when I started in 2001, fiber optics, it was a real thing. You know, I mean, it was really up and going. Twin Lakes had some fiber optic service between our offices, infrastructure for several years. At that time, and actually probably 7 or 8 years had it in place, and even more than that, some preliminary things. So the idea that fiber to every house, that bandwidth was going to continue to grow and grow and grow. And I mean, you think about radio, podcast, wireless, cellular, all the things that have happened, all of that technology still rides on that fiber network. Yeah. And so I kind of had an inkling in the back of my mind, you know, people are not wanting less of this. They seem to want more and more. They want it faster. They want it more reliable. They want more things on it. That instant access, instant gratification seems to be a thing that resonates with people.
And our generations, it sure does. Well, there was a point, though, that wireless seemed to be the big thing, because I know you and I talked about it, and we were looking and thinking that everything was going to go wireless. I mean, we were going everywhere we were going to be, we were going to be connected wireless. Problem with that was bandwidth, though,
absolutely,
wasn't it? There was no way that that wireless network could handle that kind of band. Even with us today, I mean, we're on 5G, and it's at speeds we probably didn't dream about back then. But to carry TV and internet and all the things that we're doing, that fiber was almost a necessity, wasn't it?
We did a white paper a few years ago for Congress. It was Wireless Needs Wires.
Yeah.
And the concept behind that was, I can't imagine a day without my iPhone.
Right.
You know, I mean, I use it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I use it as a communications tool all day, every day. And most people do.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a recognition from those of us in the telecom space that that's a reality. That cellular network, though, needs a fiber network to support it.
Yeah.
The idea is, as quickly as possible, you need to get off of the wireless network and onto the fiber network, so they can reuse that spectrum in the air.
Right.
That wireless frequency that cell phones riding on, precious commodity, a
There's
limited
only so
resource.
Many of them, aren't
exactly.
There?
Exactly. There's only so much space. So the idea is to have those towers closer and closer to you so that it'll offload that wireless capacity as quickly as possible and get it onto a fiber network that basically has unlimited amount of bandwidth and resources.
Well, a lot of folks don't realize that all those cell towers that are spread out all over the country, you've got that backbone of that fiber that's running to them from your central office or from the other telephone central offices to be able to carry that that data and that voice.
All those cell towers, every single one of them connect back immediately. The fiber actually now runs to the very top of the tower and connects to the radio head, which is at the top of the tower.
That's amazing.
Even to eliminate just that 300 or 400 feet, in some cases, of coax or other technology,
you're
fiber goes to the top.
Up.
Yeah, so it can connect straight to that radio head. That fiber routes back to that nearest data center office, and then actually Twin Lakes is one of the owners of Iris Networks, and Iris Networks connects most of the cell sites, well, almost all the cell sites in this region,
and
most of the state, back to Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular, et cetera.
All that backbone of all those cell calls and data is running on Iris or on that network carrying it.
That's right.
Is there still any just plain old copper telephones out there with dials or anything on them? Is there any left?
Yeah. Now, so there absolutely are the phones. You walk into houses and there is still a phone sitting there just like you're picturing. When you say connected to copper,
no.
Twin Lakes operates a full fiber network. And so all of ours, even if you have copper in your home, like wiring from a jack to a jack beside the bedstand or whatever, it gets converted back to fiber before it leaves your house. And so there are phones. Actually, I was looking at it this morning. I was just thinking about that. There's still 18,000 different accounts. So probably 100,000 phones, but in the Upper Cumberland alone.
Well,
just on our network.
I still have a phone in my house. I just can't give it. I can't give it up. Okay, the old 911 director in me says I love my cell phone. Okay,
and the
location technology is much better than what it was. But still, having that landline in there that's pretty well guaranteed most of the time to work is a big deal.
It is, and you know, Randy, something about that. Of course, I'm partial. I'm not going to pretend that I'm not. Of course, I am. But I keep one at my home because I got 3 small kids.
Yeah.
They don't have cell phones, and they're at home. And I know that they know how to pick that phone and dial 911.
Right.
And I also have this little thing. My wife seems to have her phone on silent a lot, and she doesn't pick up, and she doesn't respond to my text. I can always call the home phone, and I always get her.
Yeah.
She or one of my daughters will always pick up. And so it's worth it to me
just to know that
I can get a hold of the people at the house when I need to.
Peace of mind. Hey, you're listening to Today in Putnam County. My guest this week is Jonathan West. He is the CEO and general manager of Twin Lakes Telephone. We've had a big fiber project going on with them over the last couple of years. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Stay with us.
And now back to Today in Putnam County, hosted by Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter.
Welcome back to Today in Putnam County. I'm your host, County Mayor Randy Porter. Hope you're having a great week. Hope you're having a happy new year. 2025 is here, and we're rolling right into it. Time seems like it's going by really fast anymore, but that just might be us getting older, Jonathan. You think so?
They tell me that might have something to do with it.
My grandparents always said, Randy, as you get older, you're going to be amazed how fast time is going to go, and I think I'm realizing that. Our show this week is on television. telecommunications, and we're talking about internet and fiber and all those kind of things that we use to communicate each day. My guest this week is Jonathan West. He's the CEO and general manager of Twin Lakes Telephone. Jonathan, we were talking about how everything has changed over the last several years, and we went from, in the beginning, old dial-up internet, which I have to agree was great in the beginning, and then...
It was a start,
and we kept growing and growing. And one thing I noticed about Twin Lakes, and probably not the only company, but Twin Lakes seems like it converted and went from that old copper-type telephone, fax network, over into this fiber and high-speed internet and all those things. You converted, seemed like, quicker than a lot of the other companies did and started providing that. What's the secret? Was that just, I know it was your leadership, because I hear a lot of folks at Twin Lakes, even some of your board members, talk about how you've led Twin Lakes into the future, but how'd you have all that planned out in your mind to do that?
Well, I mean, we have a visionary board that wants to be progressive. You know, they really do. They don't like the idea of being behind, because at the end of the day, I mean, we're a cooperative. We're owned by our members, and our job is to deliver for the members what they need and what they want.
Right.
And so knowing that fiber was the future, I mean, fiber delivers the reliability, the quality, the bandwidth needs today and in the future. It's a big investment. You know, the decision to do it was a huge investment. It was a huge project, but our employees embraced it. But they knew, too, that they understood that vision as well as any. And so you couple a group of willing board members that are progressive and that want to do something. And you couple that with employees that also see that vision, share that vision, are like, this is the right thing to do for our communities. And yes, it's going to be a ton of work, and it's going to seem like maybe too much on some days because we're going to go fast. But at the end of the day, that provides job security for them. That provides robust communications for our members, and it creates growth opportunity for the long run.
That had to be exciting. A lot of times we don't like change. A lot of folks don't like change. I thrive on change. I love new things, and I think you do too, and that's what keeps us going. But to have that team put together and start offering the fiber, it wasn't here in Cookeville. You were putting it in Salina and Jackson County, and what your actual coverage area was considered to be back then.
That's right.
And those folks in those rural counties, they had fiber and high-speed internet before anybody else did, and that had to be a good feeling to be able to go into those smaller communities and to give them that commodity that I know in a lot of instances helped bring jobs and being able to work from home and all those kind of things.
Yeah, it did. I mean, we focused on our cooperative area first. That's because the members own us. They get that latest and greatest technology just as quickly and sometimes more quickly than our higher density areas that are outside the cooperative footprint. And kind of have to go back to how the cooperative started. I mean, 1951 was when things got started for us. And Twin Lakes was born in areas that others wouldn't serve.
Yeah.
There wasn't a profitable path for a shareholder. And so groups of people banded together because they knew it was a vital service. They were just trying to figure out a way to pay for it.
Right.
But that same concept applies today. Cooperatives work today just like they did in 1951. Yeah. You may not see as many started, but the idea works is, okay, probably not a real business plan, but there's an absolute need.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we bridge that gap by working together? That's what Twin Lakes did in 51, and that's what we've done over the last 20 years with our fiber network.
You continue to do
it. And then once the members are well-served.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have the skill sets and the resources, the people, and the why not deliver that same high-quality network to other people? It's a rinse and repeat.
Just getting a bang for their buck. And that was one thing we were lacking here in Putnam County. When you and I started talking a few years ago, we probably had, 40% or more of our county that was what we call underserved. They had internet, maybe, or maybe they didn't. Some places
did.
Didn't.
Some didn't.
They might have had the DSL. What we used to DSL was, slow in a lot of places, but they didn't have the high-speed internet. So we started looking at this state grant, and we took our ARP dollars, some of those that came down from the feds. We applied for the state grant. Twin Lakes put in a huge amount of money into it. But we all partnered between the state, the county, and you to make sure that we provided those services to all those folks. Because I started hearing, especially after COVID, you had all these kids trying to do school from home. They didn't have the internet. They were having to go to places like the library or Burger King or McDonald's or somewhere that had free Wi-Fi for their kids to sit in the car and be able to do their homework. People trying to work from home, they were really interested and needed that high-speed internet. And so we partnered, and good to say today that that's almost finished,
Is. Yeah, construction is complete. We're still testing and splicing about the last 20%. And we'll be hooking up customers for months.
Yeah.
You know, as customers make the decision to swap. Of course, we've hooked up a few thousand already along the way, and that's great. But the project is significantly behind us now. When we started and applied for that, there were 2,399 homes in Putnam County that were either unserved or underserved by the state and federal standards of broadband. And so when this project wraps up here in the next 6 or 8 weeks, all 2,399, plus a lot of others along the way, will have access to 8 gig internet and more to come.
Well, and the goal was for every residence in the county to have at least one provider of high-speed internet, at least 200 meg download. And once we finish this, that's going to happen. But I got mine hooked up last month, December, and I knew I was going to be one of the near the last ones, and that's okay. I wanted everybody else to get it. But I was amazed when I was going and looking at what the offering was, 8 gigabit.
Yeah.
I mean, that just amazes me to think that. It seemed like just a few years ago, we were thinking gigabit was going to be unbelievable.
And it is an unbelievable service. Gig internet is still a phenomenal service. But one thing that is assured about technology, it progresses.
And it's going to continue.
Yes. So we built a network, when we built it, that's actually capable of multiple hundreds of gigabits per house. The fiber infrastructure that's put in the ground and on the poles, it's capable of delivering what we'll need for probably decades to come. The electronics, so the box in your home, the box in our data centers.
It's doing the transmitting.
Absolutely. Those are going to get upgraded every 5 to 7 years
just
to meet the demands of the customers and what they need. But the infrastructures, the plowing up of the yards and the fixing of the streets, that's a once every 30 to 50 year kind of investment. And so that's good for the community. And, you know, Putnam County, I feel like, did the right thing. I think the state stepped up and did what needed to be done to make sure people were served. And, you know, that's like we talked about, the grants don't provide for competitive services. We don't get grant funds to be a competitor to another provider in the county. We only receive funds where they were underserved or unserved complete. And so those people have gone from not having access
to great access.
The best in the country.
Well, there's a lot of happy people out there. I know that. I hear it all the time that maybe one of the most popular projects that we've done in my 10 years as county mayor, and those folks are loving it. So I think there are some people out there, though, that have it available to them that they may not know. I know y'all have tried to reach out to them. If there's folks listening or watching, and they want to check to see it's available in the service and everything, how's the best way to do that? Is that
our website? I mean, you can go online anytime. You can actually schedule an install on our website right now. If you go to twinlakes.net, you'll see that Connect service. You can read about the services and see what's there, but it will tell you online whether your address is available. You can always call. You know, one thing about being a cooperative, you can call our office and you will get a live person. I guarantee it.
268-2151, right?
You can text. So we'll communicate however you want to. We have social media channels. You can private message us directly. You can text an SMS. You can go on the website and chat. You can send us a letter. You can send us smoke signals and we'll be looking. You know, whatever it takes to communicate with our customers. We'll meet them where they are, and all those avenues can get you hooked up.
Well, you do a great job, and you have a great bunch of folks. We've had the Twin Lakes Fiber at our church for a while, and we've had a couple of issues with power outages, knock stuff down, and your folks on Sunday, us trying to get ready for services, they were getting us back up and going. And every time I've called, whether it be my home or business or the county, y'all work great with us too. You have some great people that work for you. And that customer service is key.
I think we do, Randy. I really think that's a differentiator. Technology is the baseline.
Yeah.
But, you know, there'll be other people that install fiber because pretty much everyone in our business recognizes that's the best way to deliver what we do. And so there'll be others that'll do that. And the question is, how committed are they to their customers?
Yeah.
And our members own it.
Yeah.
Our community is who we serve, and that's
local,
where we live.
That local service is big. And we're talking with Jonathan West. He's the CEO and general manager of Twin Lakes Telephone. Listening to Today in Putnam County, I'm your host, County Mayor Randy Porter. We got to take a quick break. We're going to talk about the future of telecommunications coming up and what Jonathan thinks is coming about down the pipeline. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And now, back to Today in Putnam County, hosted by Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter.
Welcome back to Today in Putnam County. I'm your host, County Mayor Randy Porter. Hope you're having a great week. Hope you're having a happy new year. 2025 is here, and we're rolling right into it. Time seems like it's going by really fast anymore, but that this may be us getting older, Jonathan. You think so?
They tell me that might have something to do with it.
My grandparents always said, Randy, as you get older, you're going to be amazed how fast time is going to go, and I think I'm realizing that. Our show this week is on telecommunications, and we're talking about internet and fiber and all those kind of things that we use to communicate each day. My guest this week is Jonathan West. He's the CEO and general manager of Twin Lakes Telephone. Jonathan, we were talking about how everything has changed over the last several years, and we went from, in the beginning, old dial-up internet, which I have to agree was great in the beginning, and then...
It was a start.
It was a start, and we kept growing and growing. And one thing I noticed about Twin Lakes, and probably not the only company, but Twin Lakes seems like it converted and went from that old copper-type telephone, fax network over into this fiber and high-speed internet and all those things. You converted, seemed like, quicker than a lot of the other companies did and started providing that. What's the secret? Was that just, I know it was your leadership, because I hear a lot of folks at Twin Lakes, even some of your board members, talk about how you've led Twin Lakes into the future, but... How'd you have all that planned out in your mind to do that?
Well, I mean, we have a visionary board that wants to be progressive. You know, they really do. They don't like the idea of being behind, because at the end of the day, I mean, we're cooperative. We're owned by our members.
Yeah.
And our job is to deliver for the members what they need and what they want.
Right.
And so knowing that fiber was the future, I mean, fiber delivers the reliability, the quality, the bandwidth needs today and in the future. It's a big investment. You know, the decision to do it was a huge investment. It was a huge project, but our employees embraced it. But they knew, too, that they understood that vision as well as any. And so you couple a group of willing board members that are progressive and that want to do something. And you couple that with employees that also see that vision, share that vision, are like, this is the right thing to do for our communities. And yes, it's going to be a ton of work, and it's going to seem like maybe too much on some days because we're going to go fast. But at the end of the day, that provides job security for them. That provides robust communications for our members, and it creates growth opportunity for the long run.
That had to be exciting. A lot of times we don't like change. A lot of folks don't like change. I thrive on change. I love new things, and I think you do too, and that's what keeps us going. But to have that team put together and start offering the fiber, it wasn't here in Cookeville. You were putting it in Salina and Jackson County, and what your actual coverage area was considered to be back then.
That's right.
And those folks in those rural counties, they had fiber and high-speed internet before anybody else did, and that had to be a good feeling to be able to go into those smaller communities and to give them that commodity that I know in a lot of instances helped bring jobs and being able to work from home and all those kind of things.
Yeah, it did. I mean, we focused on our cooperative area first. That's because the members own us. They get that latest and greatest technology just as quickly and sometimes more quickly than our higher density areas that are outside the cooperative footprint. And kind of have to go back to how the cooperative started. I mean, 1951 was when things got started for us. And Twin Lakes was born in areas that others wouldn't serve.
Yeah.
There wasn't a profitable path for a shareholder. And so groups of people banded together because they knew it was a vital service. They were just trying to figure out a way to pay for it.
Right.
But that same concept applies today. Cooperatives work today just like they did in 1951. Yeah. You may not see as many started, but the idea works is, okay, probably not a real business plan, but there's an absolute need.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we bridge that gap by working together? And that's what Twin Lakes did in 51, and that's what we've done over the last 20 years with our fiber network.
You continue to do
it. And then once the members are well served.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have the skill sets and the resources, the people, and the why not deliver that same high-quality network to other people? It's a rinse and repeat.
Just getting a bang for their buck. And that was one thing we were lacking here in Putnam County. When you and I started talking a few years ago, we probably had, 40% or more of our county that was what we call underserved. They had internet, maybe, or maybe they didn't. Some places
did.
They might have had the DSL. What we used to, DSL was, you know, slow in a lot of places, but they didn't have the high-speed internet. So we started looking at this state grant, and we took our ARP dollars, some of those that came down from the feds. We applied for the state grant. Twin Lakes put in a huge amount of money into it. But we all partnered between the state, the county, and you to make sure that we provided those services to all those folks. Because I started hearing, especially after COVID, you had all these kids trying to do school from home. They didn't have the internet. They were having to go to places like the library or Burger King or McDonald's or somewhere that had free Wi-Fi for their kids to sit in the car and be able to do their homework. People trying to work from home, they were really interested and needed that high-speed internet. And so we partnered, and good to say today that that's almost finished,
right? Yeah, construction is complete. We're still testing and splicing about the last 20%. And we'll be hooking up customers for months.
Yeah.
You know, as customers make the decision to swap. Of course, we've hooked up a few thousand already along the way, and that's great. But the project is significantly behind us now. When we started and applied for that, there were 2,399 homes in Putnam County that were either unserved or underserved by the state and federal standards of broadband. And so when this project wraps up here in the next 6 or 8 weeks, all 2,399, plus a lot of others along the way, will have access to 8 gig internet and more to come.
Well, and the goal was for every resident in the county to have at least one provider of high-speed internet, of at least 200 meg download. And once we finish this, that's going to happen. But I got mine hooked up last month, December, and I knew I was going to be one of the near the last ones, and that's okay. I wanted everybody else to get it. But I was amazed when I was going and looking at what the offering was, 8 gigabit.
Yeah.
I mean, that just amazes me to think that. It seemed like just a few years ago, we were thinking gigabit was going to be unbelievable.
And it is an unbelievable service. Gig internet is still a phenomenal service. But one thing that is assured about technology, it progresses.
And it's going to continue.
Yes. So we built a network, when we built it, that's actually capable of multiple hundreds of gigabits per house. The fiber infrastructure that's put in the ground and on the poles, it's capable of delivering what we'll need for probably decades to come. The electronics, so the box in your home, the box in our data centers.
Just doing the transmitting.
Absolutely. Those are going to get upgraded every 5 to 7 years just to meet the demands of the customers and what they need. But the infrastructure, the plowing up of the yards and the fixing of the streets, that's a once every 30 to 50 year kind of investment. And so that's good for the community. And, you know, Putnam County, I feel like, did the right thing. I think the state stepped up and did what needed to be done to make sure people were served. And, you know, that's like we talked about. The grants don't provide for competitive services. We don't get grant funds to be a competitor to another provider in the county. We only receive funds where they were underserved or unserved complete. And so those people have gone from not having access
to great access.
The best in the country.
Well, there's a lot of happy people out there. I know that. I hear it all the time that maybe one of the most popular projects that we've done in my 10 years as county mayor, and those folks are loving it. So I think there are some people out there, though, that have it available to them that they may not know. I know y'all have tried to reach out to them. If there's folks listening or watching and they want to check to see it's available and the service and everything, how's the best way to do that? Is that
our website? I mean, you can go online anytime. You can actually schedule an install on our website right now. If you go to twinlakes.net, you'll see that Connect service. You can read about the services and see what's there, but it will tell you online whether your address is available. You can always call. You know, one thing about being a cooperative, you can call our office and you will get a live person, I guarantee it.
268-2151, right?
You can text. So we'll communicate however you want to. We have social media channels. You can private message us directly. You can text an SMS. You can go on the website and chat. You can send us a letter. You can send up smoke signals and we'll be looking. You know, whatever it takes to communicate with our customers, we'll meet them where they are, and all those avenues can get you hooked up.
Well, you do a great job, and you have a great bunch of folks. We've had the Twin Lakes Fiber to our church for a while, and we've had a couple of issues with power outages, knock stuff down, and your folks on Sunday, us trying to get ready for services, they were getting us back up and going. And every time I've called, whether it be my home or business or the county, y'all work great with us too. You have some great people that work for you. And that customer service is key.
I think we do, Randy. I really think that's a differentiator. Technology is the baseline.
Yeah.
But, you know, there'll be other people that install fiber because pretty much everyone in our business recognizes that's the best way to deliver what we do. And so there'll be others that'll do that. The question is, how committed are they to their customers?
Yeah.
And our members own it.
Yeah.
Our community is who we serve, and
that
that's
local,
where we live.
That local service is big. And we're talking with Jonathan West. He's the CEO and general manager of Twin Lakes Telephone. Listening today in Putnam County, I'm your host, County Mayor Randy Porter. We got to take a quick break. We're going to talk about the future of telecommunications coming up and what Jonathan thinks is coming about down the pipeline. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And now back to Today in Putnam County, hosted by Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter.
Welcome back to Today in Putnam County. I'm your host, County Mayor Randy Porter. Hope you're having a great week. Hey, it's 2025, brand new year, clean slate, ready to make some good things happen. This week's show, it's about telecommunications. And my guest this week is Jonathan West. He's the CEO and general manager of Twin Lakes Telephone. We are finishing up a fiber project with Twin Lakes that, Jonathan, we got a huge state grant on. Twin Lakes put in millions of dollars. County put in a 4.5 of ARP funds and covering our whole county, the underserved portions of our county, so everybody's got high-speed internet. And so we were telling earlier in the segment, if there are folks out there that probably have access to it with the new fiber that's come in but may not know it, they can go to twinlakes.net, check and see, put in your address, and it'll tell them. Or they can always call your phone number. 931-268-2151.
That'll get you there every time.
And, so if you're interested in the new fiber, high-speed internet, TV, all those kind of things that they have to offer, you can give them a call or go on their website and check it out. So Twin Lakes is doing a whole lot more than just what I call normal telecommunications. You're into the home security business. You're a TV provider now. Talk about that and what made Twin Lakes want to broaden its spectrum out with the things that you can offer.
Yeah, well, we got a progressive board. We got a progressive group of employees, and we felt like we had the skill sets that were needed in order to deliver those other services. And we found some partners along the way to help bolster that and get things off the ground in a speedy fashion. But, you know, when you think about telecommunications, it's really about technology for us. We want to be a one-stop shop for all things technology. And as you think about that, certainly broadband is an underlying product that so much rides over the top of. Today, you know, we talk about television. We offer a traditional cable-like television service. We offer telephone, we offer broadband, but on top of that broadband, you can get thousands of different services right over that internet connection. But some people like a traditional guide. They like a traditional delivery mechanism. And sometimes they like people that'll come out and fix it.
Yes.
And show you and install it and do it all for you. And so, so we do that. We want to be a one-stop technology shop for homes, businesses, county government, city government. I mean, anyone that uses tech, we want to help that. And we see that progression. 2025 is going to be a big year for Twin Lakes. Couple of big announcements coming here in about 30 days on one, and in about 90 days, we're going to make another announcement. So I'm pretty excited about 2025 and just filling in any technology related gaps that we don't deliver today. We'll be delivering over the next 90 to 120 days, and really excited about those, and just excited about being able to serve our community and really do that in excellence. That's our goal.
Well, and it's good to have a local company like Twin Lakes to see you grow and continue to broaden out. So I was excited with gigabit, okay? And then now you're offering 8 gig. I know speeds are probably continuing to grow, but what do you think the future is? I mean, fiber, it's pretty well unlimited, isn't it?
It is.
As to what you can do in the future. But what do you think the next big thing is that's coming down the telecommunications pipe?
Yeah, so as far as a technology that delivers bandwidth, fiber's just, it has so much capacity left that it's still the thing. It, from a capacity standpoint, it is still the technology of choice. Reliability, high capacity. You know, you might ask, what's driving that? You know, so I do believe fiber is the technology of choice for many years to come.
Right. It's going to be the backbone that's going to carry it all, right?
Wireless is going to continue to evolve and get faster and faster and faster. But, you know, you see the things that are driving that, like artificial intelligence. You know, it's kind of the buzzword right now in the technology space.
AI is it.
AI is the thing in telecom just like it is everywhere else. But what you see happening is AI requires these data centers where the information is processed, where it's learning, where that machine learning is taking place and the languages are being developed to enable artificial intelligence. Well, all that requires connectivity. And so those data centers that are being out, I mean, whether it's a Meta, Facebook data center, a Google data center, so many others that are out there, ChatGPT, Apple, Intelligence, there's so many out there.
All got to have you, or that backbone, right?
To they be do. Able to do it. They connect all those data centers with fiber. And then the homes and even the cell phone that might be using it in your hand, it's riding wireless just to that closest tower. It's less than a mile away in most cases, hopping on that fiber network, getting to that data center. So AI is really driving bandwidth. It's driving utilization, and it's really going to show. It will shine on fiber. And without it, we wouldn't be where we are with AI. And I think that's kind of the storyline for the next few years. Now, there's other technologies that are coming to deliver. We often hear about satellite. You know, I think
we were talking about that earlier in the break. I mean, that was going to be the big thing, right? And it was for many years, especially for TV.
Absolutely.
Does Starlink and companies like that are offering the low orbit and people are getting in and off it, is that the future or is it still going to be the fiber?
Yeah, so I see low Earth orbit satellites a lot like I do wireless. It's complementary technology.
Yeah.
It's not going to replace it.
Doesn't have the bandwidth.
It doesn't have the bandwidth. It doesn't have the capacity. It has limitations with weather and foliage and clear line of sight. Yeah. And the same satellite challenges that have been around for the last 50 years.
Are still there.
You know, from the old satellite dishes to the little dishes. Those challenges are there. Now, does it meet a need? Absolutely. I mean, the Starlink constellation that's hovering out there, for those that have no other choice, it's phenomenal. I think about Department of Defense applications.
Yeah.
I think about storm recovery, backwoods areas where there's really no practical way to get fiber.
Well, they used it in North Carolina and East Tennessee with those places that were really rural. And once the lines all went down, they had no power or anything. They relied on those satellite services, didn't they?
So it's a very important part of the telecommunications infrastructure at large. It's not a replacement for fiber. I mean, no one's going to tell you, oh, that Starlink's a lot better than fiber. It's not.
No.
The speeds are going to be below 100 meg.
Yeah.
But if you have zero, 100's amazing.
100's amazing, yeah.
But at the same time, you kind of have multiple things going on. Capacity is a concern. There's only so much wireless capacity in the air.
Right.
And there's no fiber in space to pull that down.
If you never figure out how to get that fiber in space, you'd be doing good.
Well, there's some technologies they use that are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And that's what the underlying technology that's used is. That's how it offloads that from the satellites. But the other challenge to that is price. I mean, a standard Starlink dish, I mean, if you just want to pick one up today, try it out. It's $599 up front.
Right.
So day one, you got to have $600 to get started.
Yeah, we get it.
You're going to pay somewhere between $100 and $150 a month for that service that's going to be around 80 meg. I mean, you kind of compare that to Twin Lakes and even our other wireline competitors in Putnam County.
Yeah.
It's really hard to convince people, oh, yeah, I should do that. I would pay two times for 50 times less the speed.
Right.
That really, the
doesn't
economic
make
thing
sense,
doesn't make
does
sense.
It?
But it is a crucial technology to filling in the gaps
right.
across our country.
Well, and it's telecommunications. If it changes as much in the next 20 years, Jonathan, as it's changed in the past 20, it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah,
isn't
it's going to be a wild ride again.
It is. It's going to be exciting.
It is.
Thanks for being on the show. You've been a great partner with us with this grant and getting the fiber out to all the homes in the county. Twin Lakes has been a great partner. I appreciate your leadership and your friendship. And appreciate you being on the show.
Absolutely. Ray. We appreciate you all.
Absolutely. Hey, that's our show this week. Hope you join us every week for Today in Putnam County. I'm County Mayor Randy Porter. Hope you have a great rest of your week. May God continue to bless Putnam County.